Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're coming to you from Miami Heat Media Day. Very excited to talk to our next guest, Bam Adebayo. Bam, thank you for joining the show.
Yes, sir.
Much appreciated.
Yo,
old devil's advocate is over here, Leroy Horde.
See, that's the karma. Now he got that cast on his thumb.
Karma?
That's his karma, man.
Karma?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's, well, it's, you know, I'm just saying, you know, years of damage, I guess. But, you know.
See, I don't want you guys ganging up on me because you got that look and he's just happy. He got, hey, I got some support.
Yep. Yeah. That's, well, listen, I just wanted you, you know, you were like arguing Marcus Smart for Defensive Player of the Year. Like,
I was just, that was crazy.
I'm just, you know, that was crazy.
That was crazy.
You know, that was crazy. We're just saying, like, he's the, you know. Marcus Smart's not even the best defender on his own team. This guy's the best defender in the league, Leroy.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you didn't say of course at the time.
Listen, here's what I said. I ain't going to back down from it. They gave the award to Marcus Smart. All I was trying to say is, this is probably why they did it. That's it.
What was your why?
I didn't say dessert, huh?
Huh? What was your why?
Say it again.
What was your why?
Why? That they gave it to him?
Yeah.
Because he plays on Boston.
That's politics.
Right? Right, exactly.
And all the NBA writers are from
Boston. It didn't mean it was right or wrong. I just said, hey, this is probably why they gave it to him. Because they've been pumping on Boston all year. They've been ignoring the Heat, who were in first place. If they had given the same energy to the Heat, Bam would have won it.
100%.
Simple as that.
100%.
So, okay, not everybody agree with me.
Well, it's not exactly what you said at the time.
Yes, it is.
I don't think it was.
Oh, my goodness. See? See what I'm saying? See what happened? See what I'm saying? And then, not to mention, you go, you know what? I get you with your boy. You know, he's devil's advocate. I get it, the whole dynamic. And he goes, that's what he does, Bam.
He
just threw me under the bus. He didn't even, I see him every day. He see you three times a year. And he just wraps off his ship on me. Right.
Just runs you over, huh?
That's what I was upset about.
That's what he does, Bam.
It's not because Bam plays for the Heat. It's because your take was wrong. And that's just why.
It wasn't a take.
It was a take, dude.
You know, so many times in life, things happen. And instead of trying to say if it's right or wrong, you try to explain why it got to this point or why it happened.
Well,
that's all I was doing.
Will you be on the bandwagon more this year? Because we got a campaign for him. Because obviously people got to get their mind right with getting him Defensive Player of the Year.
Yes. You know what? I would definitely be more on board because, like, again, I do think the Heat are one of the best teams in the league. That being said, we'll get to Bam after you dress up like a dragon.
Okay, well, he doesn't even know about that. I owe a bet. I thought Goran was going to resign this year, and then he didn't. So now I lost, and now I have to dress like a dragon.
And welcome,
welcome,
welcome
home,
and welcome
sign.
Home.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I get myself in these positions, man.
So when are you doing this?
When Chicago comes to town, he gonna go around.
Yeah, it's not great, dude.
Ouch.
Yeah. Anyway, so you worked out with Kyle Lowry in Las Vegas this year. I thought that was pretty cool to see. What made that all kind of come together? You guys, you saw him working out in Vegas for the time. Did you just say, hey, Kyle, I'm coming to work out?
It was summer league, and me and Spo were talking, and he was like, yeah, I'm a go see Kalo, you know, while he's in Vegas. So one day I was like, man, I was like, let's go to Vegas. Like, me and my chef, a couple of my homies, I was like, let's go to Vegas. So we went, and I hit up Kayla and was like, dog, I'm here. Like, you got time? I don't know what you're doing, like, you want to work out, whatever. And he was like, yeah, like, meet me here at this, that, and the third this time. And seeing his motivation towards this season was, you know, inspiring for me. One, just because I feel like he was in a real dark place last year throughout the season, going through personal reasons with his mom or whatever. And I feel like it was – that had, like a toll on it. I'm not going to say, you know, an excuse, but
– just wears you down.
Yeah, like, it was just – I feel like it just wore him down. Mm-hmm. And, you know, seeing him in the summer, he, you know, he's got his – his charisma back, his enthusiasm, like, I feel like he's got a motivation, you know, because you ride that championship high for as long as you can. And, you know, I feel like he's got his motivation to back to try and get another one.
What, so how did you think that helped you guys' relationship? Because, you know, with your injury, him being out, like, you guys didn't get probably as much chemistry as you wanted to together. Did you think that was beneficial going into this year? The idea, like, you kind of got the guard down to the season. You kind of can maybe even get to know each other a little bit better.
Yeah. I mean, you know, for me, I feel like the best thing, if you want to make it work on the court, y'all gotta have some type of connection off the court. And that was my biggest goal. You know, even if we just went to go eat every night.
Right.
It would have been cool just to, you know, be around your teammate, get used to him, get used to, like, his mannerisms and how he goes about things. And throughout a season, that might not happen because he's got kids. You know, I have my own life. We live on opposite sides of the world. So, you know, during the season, it's practice, go home. It's shoot around, go home. Games, go home. There is not a lot of time to be like, all right, we're going to hang out and do this. But during the summer, you got time. And I devoted that to just, you know, work out with him and just get to know him more. Right. You know, I've known Kalo since maybe, what, I was in 11th grade. Long story. I went overseas for USA in Italy, and it was Adidas. And obviously he's a Adidas guy. So he came to watch us. And, you know, just it's full circle now. But just getting a chance to really hang with him and off the court and not when it's we only got like 30 minutes and then leave. Like, we literally got whole days where we got to, you know, hang out and just talk and just learn each other.
You guys – go ahead, Lior.
You think, like – situations like this, and one of the things I like about what a lot of you guys do, a lot of you guys, especially before they eat, hang out together, work out together. When it gets to those crunch times in the season, you got to hold each other accountable. He knows where you coming from. He know you ain't coming at him. He know y'all in this together. And so to be able to go through these moments now, when it becomes crunch time, where you got to hold each other accountable, or you got to get somebody somewhere on the field, you know that it's coming from, hey, this is the guy that we all kicked it in the summer. I know he ain't coming from a harmful place.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where you got to be vulnerable in those crunch time moments. Like, right. you got to be. And it's hard to be vulnerable to somebody you really don't know.
I got you.
So having that 1 year on our belt going into year two and then being able to have this off-season workouts, you know, going to dinner, going to eat, you start to learn somebody to the point where, like you said, they don't take it personal in crunch time moments.
Right.
It's coming from a great place because at the end of the day, 1 through 15, we all want to win.
Right.
So having that time, building that equity is the biggest thing for a team.
Because I would say watching Jimmy Butler outside of the Heat organization is a lot different than you guys experiencing Jimmy Butler because you know he's coming from a different place than other people see him come from.
Yeah.
And so that can only help with guys like Kyle and all the guys that come in, you know, that are going to fit in and you guys are going to go on this quest together.
Do you, being so close, you know, two out of the last 3 years, you got to the finals. I know you're banged up in the finals, but like being in the finals and now being a shot away from getting to the NBA finals, people make a lot of, you guys ran it back, you know, you lose PJ, you guys got worse. What do you say to those criticisms, and what do you think that you can do to kind of close the gap even more for you guys?
I mean, you know, to the outside noise, it don't do nothing but build. It just builds that deep anger to prove you wrong. You know, I feel like a lot of guys, you know, they overlook on the stat sheet. Like, they didn't – nobody knew who Max Strus was. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knew who Gabe was. Caleb Martin. I mean, the list goes on from our team. I mean, our team last year was, 60% undrafted, 70% undrafted?
Crazy, right?
Yeah, and you make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 7 at that,
right?
To it's like a minutes away from being a deciding game, and for them, it just brings that chip, and I love it because we all have something to prove. Like, you go into the season, everybody has a motivation, no matter if it's personal. If it's against the media, if somebody said something crazy in the summer, everybody, you know, on this team goes into the summer with like a motivation to come back better, to just prove a lot of people wrong and give them big middle fingers, honestly.
The old Jimmy Butler, Max Strus salute?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Man, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. We're looking forward to the season.
Appreciate it, man. Hey, Leroy, stop this too much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.